Ray Foley on Today FM.
Karen Costner's here. We're doing Tell Me I'm Wrong. JP at todayfm.com for your emails. And with Mother's Day on the way, the general gist.
With Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, it reminded me of the daftest row myself and herself have ever had. It happened this time last year, and I feel like I'll be bullied into doing something again this year that I really don't want to. I shouldn't have said again. That might be important. I feel like I'll be bullied into doing something this year that I really don't want to.
Okay.
We have a 2-year-old bulldog called Jeremy. I've changed his name for the sake of preserving our anonymity.
But and you said
Jeremy's
it was a bulldog.
Also. Okay, good point. Last year, when Jeremy was 1 year old, okay, so
we're getting even more specific now, lads.
You can kind of be identified already. Mother's Day rolled around, and despite us enjoying the day, as we would on any other Sunday, she joked about not receiving a Mother's Day card from Jeremy, the bulldog. I laughed it off, but she mentioned it again the following day because one of her friends, who also doesn't have children, received a Mother's Day card and chocolates from her cat, Geraldine. I've also changed her name to protect her anonymity.
That's a very thoughtful cat. Right, go on.
Jeremy and Geraldine, great names. To fully explain, this friend is not in a relationship or married and bought the card and chocolates for herself.
Okay, right.
So Geraldine's gift was actually bought by the pet owner herself.
Yeah.
My girlfriend accused me of being low effort for not buying a card on behalf of Jeremy. Again, if you've just tuned in, Jeremy is the bulldog. She hasn't said anything this year about it, but I'm worried there'll be a repeat performance this year if I don't get her something from Jeremy, the dog. I think it's completely barmy and don't want to do it on point of principle. Tell me I'm wrong.
So, couple who own a dog. They don't have any kids. They do have a dog. The dog gives the mother or herself a Mother's Day card. Just a card. Is this her chocolates as well?
Well, Geraldine did it for her owner.
Geraldine, the cat, then did it. But Geraldine's owner did all of that on her own.
Oh, yeah.
I would suggest that if she wants, given that her friend is doing all the buying for herself, by all means, go ahead and buy the dog's Mother's Day card for yourself. What's the position on pets in general, buying on behalf of the pets? And we could even extend it. Come on, let's do this thing. What's the position on, she's not my mother. Do you know what I mean? With my kids.
Should you buy your wife a Mother's Day card?
Should I be buying my wife a Mother's Day card? They're big enough and ugly enough themselves to be going out and buying a card or even making a card. 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
And similarly, vice versa, with birthdays or with Father's Days. Should the onus be on the parent or this is even the dog parent? 0874-100-102. The general gist of it is there's a pet.
Yeah, should pets buy their moms?
But the pets don't.
Okay, should the partner step in and buy a Mother's Day gift from the pet, basically?
Right. And the situation is that the mother of the pet, doggy mama, is like, you better get me something from the dog. Right. Mm-hmm. The dog's name is what? Jeremy.
Yeah.
There was a cat.
Geraldine was the cat of her friend who received a gift.
Right.
Who gave a gift to their owner, but actually the owner bought the gift.
Here we go. Tanya's there. Tanya, 0874-101. By the way, his position is, I don't want to do this. Yeah, this is daft. Tell me I'm wrong. Tanya joins us. Good afternoon.
Now call me crazy here.
You're crazy there. Is that it?
Bit early. Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Now call me crazy here.
You're crazy.
But. Why on earth would anybody expect a Mother's Day card or a Father's Day card or flowers or chocolates or whatever from your animal?
Yeah.
You didn't birth them. You didn't create them.
Well, they're important in your life.
What?
They're important.
Just what? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Tanya. Sarah joins us in loud this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Oh, hang on. Did I click on the right thing? I did, Sarah. Hello.
Hi, guys. Just listening to your conversation there about the topic with Geraldine and Jeremy. Just make your decision and tell the other woman to respect it. Because if you do it once, you're going to have to do it again.
Tell the other woman to respect it. So make the decision what? About
I think Sarah's saying that the partner here, the boyfriend, the husband, needs to make his decision, communicate that to his other half and say, it's not going to happen.
I'm not doing this.
And it's not going to be a recurring thing.
Okay, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
And if you want chocolates from the dog, go ahead and buy the bag yourself for the crack. Go on, Sarah.
Okay, love the show. Bye.
Hey, cheers, Sarah. Much obliged. Tara joins us this afternoon. Tara?
Jumper, get rid of her. Absolutely garbage.
Wow.
I think that's pretty unequivocal. 0874 100102. Who's that? Hi, Rim. Just out of Tesco, and they're selling Mother's Day cards from the cat or dog. This is a product. This See? Is a product from the animal. Obviously, there's a market for gum beans who buy them. From Aldo and Amelia, who turned 11 yesterday. Happy birthday, Amelia. Happy birthday, Amelia. Love the show. Hey. Guys, I have two teenage kids. I put so much effort into being a mother, from making sure they have a nice house, cooking, counselling them, organising holiday school stuff, giving them a million lifts a day, worrying about them and so much more. I'd be disgusted if my husband didn't acknowledge this on Mother's Day. If my husband didn't acknowledge this on Mother's Day, what about your children acknowledging this on Mother's Day? Because it is Mother's Day. I don't care about birthdays, anniversaries, etc., but I'd be truly upset if I wasn't appreciating them. Why specifically then Mother's Day? And so it's fine. So if they did nothing for you on your birthday at all, because you don't care about that, and they did nothing on your anniversary, you don't care about those. But the only thing you care about is this. Why this specifically from Joanne? I don't understand, Joanne. My view on Mother's Day and Father's Day generally, as a father, I guess because a father, is like, no, that's nonsense. It's all to flog cards. You can show your love all year round.
Well, couldn't you say that about any celebration or annual event, yeah, like Christmas or,
yeah,
Valentine's
Day? I wouldn't put my kids under any obligation to be, oh, it's Father's Day, so you have to do this for me. Nonsense. It's all nonsense. And the obligation then of, oh, you're in trouble because you didn't, you're making my
May
kids
I
feel...
May I speak as the only mother here?
Well, I'm talking about Father's Day.
Well...
Go on.
Can I just say, I think it's a lovely way of just showing your appreciation in some small way, but I do think...
It can be weaponized as well, though.
Oh, God, use your big words, weaponized.
It can be, though. It can be used against you. It's like, you know, like...
It could cause a fight, like, if your partner doesn't make an effort.
Yeah, it could. It could be a situation where it's like, oh, you can never even got me a bloody card from the kids.
No, I know, but I actually don't think it should be your partner who does it. I think you need to plant the seed with your kids. I've already said to mine, I'm on toast in bed, like not even tea because that's too dangerous for the ages they're at, but like a little bit of toast, breakfast in bed, and that's all I want. Maybe a homemade card.
That's lovely.
Do you know what I'll say? Oh, God, you've got me going now on this one. I have even, earlier today, before I came in here, booked my own Mother's Day lunch.
Well, you see, that's the thing, you see.
Because
that's
I don't want to cause a fight in case John forgets and he'll think of it on the day and then he'll be like, oh, no, I've nothing booked. So now I've just taken that off the table. There will be no fight. We'll have a lovely afternoon.
I think you're on my team,
there you
then.
Go.
You're actually on my team. Which
Am
is
I?
Like, get it yourself. Get it yourself. That's what you're doing. You've literally, you've just said, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell the kids what to get me. I'll tell the kids to get me
so
my breakfast.
I don't think there should be any pressure on a partner to deliver on Mother's Day.
I don't think there should be pressure on anyone. Similarly to on the kids, I won't be putting, as a father, I wouldn't, on Father's Day, I won't be putting pressure on my kids or guilting them into, I can't believe you didn't get me a card
on Father's Day. No.
Like, why would you put that on children? I don't. JP disagrees with me again on this one. I can see the look on his face.
Love to hear JP's thoughts.
And Joe says, we have two small kids at home and there's no way on earth that I would risk going down to the you aren't my mother route for Mother's Day. to be safe, I better add the dog's name to the card this year. To be fair, my wife does always return the favour come Father's Day from Joe. Well, I suppose, yeah, if that's a thing you do in your house, it's actually a full disclosure. It is a thing that we do in our house, which is my wife has always sent me a Valentine's card from the dog. And now that we have a male dog, it's kind of gotten a bit weird because we always had a female
dog for
years and years. But now it's a male dog, it's kind of gotten weird. And I would still get a Father's Day card from the dog and similarly my wife. So we are those gum beans. Final word from JP on this.
Let's go, JP's thoughts.
Not only do I think this emailer is wrong, I think he sounds like absolute Captain Buzzkill. Relationships are made up of stupid, sweet, quirky, kooky traditions that don't make sense or may not make sense to anybody who isn't one of the two of you.
But it seems that this isn't one of their quirky things. This is an invented quirky thing.
She wants it and she thinks it's a bit of fun. It's going to cost you 3-4 years to get a card and sign it, Jeremy, the dog. I mean, come on, pal. Get invested in the relationship, would you? You're wrong. Have some fun. Shocked silence.
I've never
Look
seen
at these
this
two
silence.
Principled people who just seem
so animated.
Stand on it.
I've never seen. You are so loved up. That's where this is coming from.
I think that's a really simple. What's complicated about that? What's so hard?
I suppose.
Doing that?
Yeah. When you put it in perspective, it is a. It's a tiny outlay for a little bit of happiness, rather than giving out about it and saying, no, I don't want to do it.
Now, if she's the type who's going to guilt trip him over something that is equally a small, minimal thing, then she's got a problem.
And once again, you need to have a conversation. If there's a chance there's going to be a row about this, then what's your status if you're inclined to have a row about something like this?
What's the seed of the row? Exactly. Yeah. What's the real reason?
JP, are you thinking, get the card, do the thing, and then you get to act like two 16-year-olds in a locked bedroom?
You've got it.
Mm-hmm. Close that door. Close that door.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Karen Koster, darling, yes. Lovely to see you.
See you next time.
See you next week. And by happy Mother's Day,
oh,
I guess.
Thank you for saying that to me.
Make sure they look after. Well, someone had to say it to you. Someone had to say it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.